Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. This is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
J-Rod Concerts family, what is going on, my people? Hope everyone is doing outstanding. And guys, let's just jump straight to it. One of our favorite guests this year is back. And we're talking about the one and only Morgan Wade, guys. One of the hottest singer-songwriters right now in music. But most importantly, just like a great soul and a cool, cool freaking person. Like, we just love her vibes and we love hanging out with her. And we're happy that we got to reconnect and catch up on her world and bring the conversation over to you guys. She's had a really great year. Obviously, earlier in the year when she was on our show, we talked about Reckless, one of the most amazing debut albums in a long time. Then she got a publishing deal with Universal Music in June. And then later in the year, in around August, she got a record deal with Arista Nashville, which is an entity of Sony. So just an amazing talent from Virginia. If you have not heard her, if you missed the previous episode, go check it out on our website and check out Reckless. Her debut album is outstanding. And she is touring, and she's touring a lot. She's right now opening for Luzero, which is where we caught up with her in Asheville, North Carolina. And she's going to be playing for a long time, headlining big venues coming up in the next few years. So guys, get on the train early. If you're not on the Morgan Wade train, there's still time. You know, limited tickets remain to the bandwagon train, but you can still jump in, guys. And we hope you enjoy it. We hope you enjoy the conversation. You know, we talk about a lot of things with Morgan. And if you're new to the show, guys, welcome. Please take a minute to subscribe. Click review on, leave us a little review. Those things obviously help us a lot. Share the show. We are very honored with all the support and the success of the show. And it's all because of you and things like that. So, without further ado, let's just jump straight to it. Our catch-up with Morgan Wade on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Morgan Wade, how are you?
I'm good.
We are here backstage in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's so great to see you again. Always great to catch up.
Yes, we actually get to see you in person. Did I meet you in person?
Yeah, once. In Kentucky. In summer.
Yes, at a Masters Musician Fest.
Yes,
like very brief, very quick. Very that's brief. Right.
Yeah, that's when you had the Pillsbury man, I believe.
Yeah, I got those cookie bowls.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But it's always great to catch up with you, Morgan.
So let's start with this, Morgan. You know, you've been a road warrior this year. Like, you've been hitting the road pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, when you have like an off day, Morgan. I'm talking like, you know, after like you hit the road with American Aquarium, or you finally have a day to go home. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do on the rare occasion that you get to disconnect?
I'm gonna be honest. I go home and I clean.
You clean?
I clean. It's like this thing makes me feel like.
Like Swiffer?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's when I went back home. I can't remember what I've been doing, but I had been gone pretty consistently, and so I went home and I did go and buy a Swiffer.
Yeah.
And candles and like all the cleaning supplies.
Right.
Because I watch these TikTok videos of all this deep cleaning, and I'm like, that's what I want to do when I go home. It makes me feel kind of normal too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like little things like that, waking up in your own bed and then going and getting a cup of coffee, you know.
Yeah, have
in your
own,
yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, honestly, I get back home and I like clean.
I love that.
And then just try to be like organized and
cool.
Everything while I'm home. And
yeah.
Well, I mean, the Japanese have like that philosophy that it's all about cleanliness and all that.
Yeah,
like spiritual,
yeah.
Spiritually, that's a thing.
Right. And, you know, I have a little pup at home.
Right.
And
right.
He likes to make a mess.
Of course.
Of course. I love it, Morgan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking again, you're on the road, you're spending a lot of nights in hotels, Morgan. What happens when you get like a bad night of sleep? Like, do you start getting like worried about your voice? Like, do you start getting anxious if you like don't get a good night's of sleep?
The sleep, not as much as if I don't get to wake up and go to the gym. Like,
right.
A gym is like my thing. Like, I think I went to bed around midnight last night and I got up at 5 so yeah. I could go to the gym, that's and then we hit the road by 7, and so that's my big thing. I freak out a little bit, like, you know, because the hotel we stayed at last night, they were like, the gym doesn't open until 7 a.m., and I was like, I have to leave at 7, can you guys let me in, and it was this big ordeal, and they were like, yes, we'll let you in early. I'm like, you know, most gyms are, I was going to have to, like, Uber to a gym.
Right.
So that's my main thing. But I have been, like, the tea, and I got this thing called a My Pure Mist. Uh-huh. And it's, like, basically your own person. It's like a humidifier, and I just hold it right here for, like, 15 minutes, and it really, really opens everything up. I've had a couple friends on the road that use them, and they told me about it, and I got one.
Is it amazing?
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I'm playing a lot more, and I need to take care of my vocals, especially playing full band. Playing solo stuff is a little different, but, you know, you're really rocking with the band. I feel like I strain my voice more, so. Yeah.
Dig it.
Okay, I have to ask you about the Ryman. I mean, you recently performed with Lucero at the Ryman Auditorium, which you're going to perform many times in your career. But this was the first one, right?
Yeah.
And no one forgets the first time,
as they say.
Yeah. I mean, how was it?
Let's stand there. It was funny because we booked it the day before. It was a last minute add to the Ryman, so I was literally getting something out of my fridge, and I got a call from my agent. He's like, "Hey, you want to play the Ryman tomorrow night?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do, for sure." And of course, so it was so last minute that, you know, I didn't have any time to advertise that and get, you know, my family or anything out. So, but it was great. I mean, you know, that's something that I had done an interview a couple weeks ago, and they're like, what's a bucket list place? And one of those was the Ryman, and so I'm able to do that. So next time I want to headline, but yeah.
I mean, you've played all sorts of stages. Do you feel like energies? Do you feel vibes? Like, is there like a vibe there? Like a certain thing?
Yeah, it's very, I mean, it's, you know, it's a history thing. Yeah. And it was great.
Dig it, Morgan. Okay, I was thinking about Wilder Days. Obviously, it's blowing up now because it's like in radio and it's like just like skyrocketing up every significant chart.
Right.
And I was thinking about the success that this song was having. And I was thinking like, man, Morgan, do you, because I think of you like Babe Ruth, like you can hit and you can pitch, you can do everything. Do you, like, when you're writing for your next album, that I'm pretty sure you are, I don't even have to ask you. I just see it in your eyes that you have, like, something bubbling. Do you try to go to that, like, same, like, let's say that when you were writing a song like Wilder Days, you were, like, in X couch, you were in the shower, and, like, you were in this state. Do you try to replicate that for the new?
No, I don't have to. Because I don't have, like, a system for how I write.
Yeah.
You know, it comes to me. Or it doesn't. And so there's days that I'm like, you know, really inspired more so than I am other days. And I don't push myself. Like, if I'm not feeling it, I'm like, all right, we're not just trying to get something to get something. I want something good.
Yeah.
And so every song that I've written that I use are songs that I'm like, okay, I believe in these songs and, you know, I feel them. And that's how Wilder Days was. You know, Sather and I, we really brought that one to the table and worked really hard on that one. But it while we did work hard, and I don't want to discredit that, it also came very naturally.
Sure.
And so songs that I feel like I have to reach really hard for, they're never songs I want to record.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Morgan, you're being so good with your time. Let me ask a couple more questions.
Yeah.
Before the show, there was an adorable moment today where some young fans of yours came in with some t-shirts, and I'm talking like some, they must have been like 4, 5, 6, 7 years old girls, like a battalion, like, and they were like Girl Scouts coming after you, and you just got them into your sound check, and you guys had a beautiful moment.
Yeah, those are my siblings.
Oh, those are your actual siblings?
Yeah, yeah, 4 of them, and ages 10, 9, God. 5, and 3, yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah, they're great, they're great.
Good with kids.
Yeah.
They're
fans in general. Yeah, no, they were. They liked the little VIP treatment of walking through that line.
Oh my God,
my little sister, 3-year-old, got a wristband. She's like, look at this.
Hell yeah.
They went right by us. Like, no eye contact today.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah,
yeah, no. And they're very like, they're like, are we getting on the stage tonight? And I was like, no, but, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Morgan, always great to see you. Last question, very important question. We know you're a Taco Bell fan. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have to go to an island, you know, for like a year. And you can only take 3 Taco Bell items. That's it.
Okay. Okay, that's easy.
Easy?
Yeah, I'm going to take like a classic taco, hard shell.
Hard shell?
No
Doritos or any crazy.
Nope, a bean burrito.
Okay.
And a gordita crunch.
A gordita crunch, I love that.
Well, Morgan Wade.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see you rock out tonight in Nashville, North Carolina, man.
Yeah, right
thanks
on.
For joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
This has been J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with Jamie Rodriguez.